Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasted. I'm your host, the King of Comedy, Dakota. And tonight, I got a very special episode I'm going to do. And I got a special guest that I found on Facebook through a post about people not wearing masks and stuff like that. And I saw through her comments on the post, there was a bunch of haters against these against people that wear masks and things. And it seemed like everybody and their grandma had an excuse on why they didn't want to wear a mask. And all I got to say is all those people were a bunch of dumbasses. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring my guest on tonight. Crystal Reed, please join us.
Hey.
Everybody got to bear with her. This is her first time on a podcast, so yay. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started with the talking about the mask.
I'm 42. I do have serious issues with, you know, my health. So, yeah, the mask is a big concern for me. And some people are just inconsiderate and don't care.
And that's the truth. Now, let me read the original post so people know what I'm talking about here. Now, this is the original post from a day ago. So I guess Wendy's restaurants don't have to wear masks while working, and a bunch of mad faces, from what I can tell here. Now, tell us what happened that night. You went to Wendy's, you went to the drive-thru, and they weren't wearing their mask and stuff, or what was the deal?
Yes, our drive-thru, because our drive-thru is not, or our lobby is not open yet. The first window was closed. I get to the second window to make my payment, and I'm talking to my friend's dad that was with me, and I wasn't paying attention. I give him the money, and when I go get my change, I look, and neither one of these employees are wearing masks, and I'm thinking, what the hell? I know they heard me say close the window because I'm very opinionated and very outspoken. I don't care if they take their mask off while they're not preparing my food. I just want them wearing a mask while they're preparing my food.
Right.
That's my main issue. That would be like, okay, don't put on a pair of gloves to prepare my food. It'd be all
right. Right. Truthfully, though, they should be wearing their mask 24/7 in there. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I
now,
agree,
and
I do see both sides of the point, though.
Right. Now, do you think it's just a few bad apples that were just wanting to be rebels and not wear their masks, like some kids or something? Or do you think it's Wendy's aren't enforcing the rules on people wearing masks there?
Well, actually, from what I can understand, our governor is not mandating it because he doesn't feel it should be, and he's opening our schools and everything back up, and our mayor is not going to mandate it because our governor is not going to mandate it.
Well, our governor and mayor are inbred and retarded, so it's okay. Now, like I said, on the original post, a lot of people, from what I can see, you got 117 comments on it. I got it pulled up right now on my Facebook. But it seems like a lot of people had every excuse they can think of for not wearing a mask. Oh, I don't want to smell my own breath when I breathe. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. Well, chew some gum, motherfucker. Just wear the damn mask. Because it ain't just for your safety. It's for the people's safety around you.
Exactly.
And then my favorite comment I saw on here, which I have to find it through here real quick. My computers are being a little slow. But my favorite comment was where somebody was trying to say, hold on, let me see if I can find it real quick. I should have been a little bit more prepared for this. Sorry, guys. I just got off work not long ago. Okay, now,
I'm not prepared at all.
Here's a funny comment I thought was good, though. All Wendy's. Okay, this person had bad English, so I'm going to just make fun of that one, but the comment is pretty much saying all Wendy's employees are ugly and they should wear a mask. I kind of liked that one. That was funny. I did that.
Yeah,
He's
I remember
right.
That one. That was from my Australian friend. I needed that one from that one.
Oh, Okay, I can't really find the comment I was looking for, but I remember what the basis of it was. It was pretty much somebody saying that, well, why wear a mask when the survival rate is really high? To me, that is stupid. I mean, if I got kicked in the nuts, the survival rate of that's really high, but do I really want to get kicked in the nuts? No, no, I don't. So, you know, wear your damn mask, people.
Well, that's like if you know your children are sick. I mean, you don't send them to school, do you? No. If they have the flu, you don't send them to school because they're gonna give someone else it. With this virus, no one knows everything about it.
Right. Well, nowadays,
that's
all these snowflakes in your kids' school.
Let's just put us all in a bubble suit and we'll all be fine.
Now, when we were talking before the show started, you said in a couple of towns over, a couple of the teachers there tested positive, or?
No, a bunch of the kids in the school have tested positive since they opened the schools back up.
Oh, wow.
I don't
that
know
quick.
I mean, it's not like on the news. I haven't seen it on as proof, but a friend of mine lives over there, and she was telling me about it. And I know that Georgia schools have because it is on the news, they have 9 tested positive, 6 students and 3 teachers in a town in Georgia since they opened schools back up.
See, people? See how quick kids are already testing positive, and it's only been, what, a week? Maybe 2 weeks since the schools opened back up?
Yeah.
Right there just
and
proves
I mean,
the
just
point.
Had a few weeks ago, a 9-year-old in Jackson, Madison County actually died from the COVID.
Oh, wow. And that was here in Tennessee? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, that was here in Tennessee.
Wow. Oh, yeah,
you know,
by the way, people, Crystal is in the same hometown I live in, so you'll hear us make a bunch of references around here in Tennessee and stuff like that.
Tennessee
but,
is an awesome state. Don't get me wrong, but you got rebellious people that don't want to wear a mask and a lot of people that are just inconsiderate that don't think about anyone other than themselves.
Right.
I have a lot of family members that are high risk, including myself. So, yeah, I take it very seriously, and it pisses me off when I have even family members and very close friends commenting on the thread that you're talking about. And I'm trying my best not to cuss them, which I probably did cuss a few of them, but oh well, I mean, it is what it is. I don't expect everyone to agree with the way I agree, and I don't want them to. But if you don't have enough respect for me and my health, stay away from me.
Right, and that's the truth.
When it first came out, I was like, hi, well, you know, it's election year, yada, yada, yada. And I would make references joking about it a lot. Well, then I was considered an inconsiderate person that I didn't care about anyone's feelings or I didn't care about anyone's health or anything else. And, of course, that's when it first came out. It was nowhere near us, you know, and it wasn't really big on the media. And now when it gets close to home and you're looking at it and you actually open your eyes and you see, yeah, hey, this is real. And then you start to think, oh, wow. Then you get criticized for thinking it's something you need to be worried about. So which is it?
Right.
Should I be worried? Should I not be worried? And then I've had people tell me to turn my social media off, turn my news off, and, you know, kind of block it out. Well, if I do that, then I'm going to go on about my everyday life and not think a thing about it, and my chances of getting it will be even higher.
Right. To me, some people are just ignorant and they don't understand the situation. They're just thinking I saw a thing on the news a few weeks back where this guy was trying to sue the state of Tennessee because the town he lived in was making them wear masks in stores and stuff like that. In my opinion, that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard because he's not understanding the mask ain't for his safety. It's for the people's safety around you.
Exactly.
if somebody's wearing a mask and the person not wearing a mask sneezes on the person wearing a mask is still going to get germs all over them. But if they're both wearing a mask and the person sneezes, you're only getting germs on yourself. Feel free to fucking put yourself at risk all you want, you know, but don't be putting me at risk when I go into a store. You know, don't be putting my parents at risk when they go in the store or shit like that. Personally, I wear a mask when I go in the stores now. I bought a pair of gloves to wear when I go in the stores because you don't know who's touching anything in any of these places beforehand, and especially around here in Camden. There's only one major – well, there's a couple grocery stores, but there's only one major store everybody shops at, and that's Walmart. And the way all these weird kids are nowadays going around licking things and putting it back on shelves and everything, how do you know they're not going around licking shit and putting it on the shelves for you to touch?
Exactly. That's like there was a comment that was made on that thread that maybe I shouldn't eat out if I didn't want other people preparing my food. Well, let me think. Okay, it has to go to a packaging plant. There's no telling how many people, you know, touch that food there. Then it goes to the grocery store. All the stockers have to touch that food. All the people that pick up the food and then decide, oh, no, I don't want that, and I'm putting it back. So, I mean, yeah, I'd rather go out to eat because less people are touching my food if I go out to eat than what they are going to the grocery store.
True. Isn't that right there is true. And a lot of people don't think of things like that. That's just like I also see a thing on here they're talking about, well, I was at McDonald's and they don't wear them. I'm not going to lie. I eat out a lot. I eat at McDonald's a lot. And every time I've been there in the past few weeks, they all wear masks. They had gloves on. At least the people at the windows and the people, from what I could see, the people did. Now, I don't know who's, you know, back in the kitchen touching shit or something, but same thing at Burger King. I've noticed that. Same thing at Taco Bell, I've noticed. And yeah. Wendy's, I think, is the first place I've heard anything about where nobody's wearing a mask up in there. And to me, I feel like people should just boycott Wendy's at this point. Baconator fries are not worth dying on.
They used to wear masks because, I mean, I love Wendy's. I eat there a lot. But when I seen that neither of the employees that I could see had masks on at all, I was like, yep, this is my last trip.
Now, when you ate there before, have you ate there a lot in the past few months since all this has been going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I eat there dang near every freaking day.
Now, have you ever noticed before nobody wearing masks back there? Or is this just like the first time?
The first time I've ever noticed that they have not had a mask on.
So I'm wondering if this is maybe a few bad apples, and if so, Wendy's, you need to take care of your few bad apples and kick them off the tree.
It might have been. It was late at night. The first window was closed, so that only the second window was open. They may have thought, we can get away with it.
Still, though, it's not sanitary at this point. Because my day job is I work in a kitchen at the nursing home, and I wear a mask. We're required to wear a mask. We got to wear a mask back there, no matter if we're back there by ourselves. We got to wear gloves when we're touching, preparing anything. I mean, we got to wash our hands constantly. We got to, you know, bleach down everything and, you know, stuff like that. So we're keeping shit safe there and trying to, you know, make everything safe for all the older people that's in there. Because if one of them catches it up there, it's pretty much a death wish for them. And like you're saying, a 9-year-old caught it and died. And you got all these kids catching it at school. I heard some kids off a basketball team, I don't know if it was in our town here in Camden or a few towns around or something, but some kids off a basketball team caught it already. So what I'm not understanding is, like, people are reopening up everything, thinking, oh, everything's good because it's been 5-6 months. And then you got people meeting in mass groups, and then, bam, it's just going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So people realize, like, how stupid they are when they're doing this shit.
Most of the people that are against the mask itself are looking at it as controlled and conform, that's what they're being done. And I see their point as well. I truly do. And I also see the point of them saying that wearing a mask long periods of time is not good for your health. I know this because you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. I have COPD.
Right.
I know. it is not good for me to wear a mask all the time. That's why I don't go grocery shopping very often. And I stay in my car, and my husband will go in and get things. But if you're healthy and capable of working, wear a mask. Take it off every chance you get. The surgical mask should be replaced 2 to 3 times a day at least. The cloth masks need to be washed every single day to prevent bacteria. And that is what a lot of the problem is because the people that are wearing the mask and then complaining about, oh, I've got this and I've done this and I've done this, it's because they're not properly taking care of their mask.
Right. And also, the way I see it, though, also media doesn't know what the hell's going on with it. Really, nobody really knows what the hell's going on with all this. And you got media telling you one thing. You got these people like, well, it's Trump's fault, da-da-da-da-da, and then you got all this bullshit. And it's just like everybody just needs to get together and realize we all need to try to keep each other safe during this fucking crazy shit. Otherwise, in 10 years from now, there ain't going to be – the human population is going to be cut down to nothing after all this.
Pretty much. I mean, does part of me believe that it's population control? Yeah, kind of, which that's a conspiracy theory thing, but, yeah, it may be population control. Who knows? I've also been told that I have no faith. I don't know if I can I talk about religion?
Yeah, go for it.
I am a Christian. I was raised Baptist. I do have faith in God. But I have been told since I have fear and I have concerns over this COVID that I have little faith. No, it ain't because I have little faith. It's because God gave me enough sense to protect myself. God ain't going to tell me to go stand in front of a train and get run over and just stand there.
Right. Right, right. I mean, to me, some people are so ignorant that they think they know everything and they're not comprehending what's really going on with shit. Like, some people will be like, oh, my friend Steve didn't catch it when he went to the store without a mask on, so that means when I go to the store, I won't catch it. Well, Steve's immune system might be better than your immune system. So Steve might not be able to catch it. You might catch it. Or, you know, some people, like I'm a carrier to chicken pox, meaning I can't get chicken pox, but I can spread them to other people if I'm around somebody that has them. Now, what if I'm a carrier to this and I don't wear my mask? I get it, but nothing happens to me, you know, and I give it to my parents or I give it to so-and-so. I mean,
it could be devastating for them.
Exactly. And that's what all these ignorant people aren't understanding or comprehending this.
And then, you know, I've heard that if you have, like, an O-type blood, you are less susceptible to getting it. The A-types are more susceptible to getting it. And so I'm O-positive, or no, I'm O-negative with the Rh factor, which means I have to have a shot because my blood does not mix with an A or any other blood, like most O bloods do. If that makes any sense. It would make sense to medical people, but anyway, I don't know how to explain it.
Now, the dumbest thing I ever heard about all this was when this first started about a month into it, somebody was telling me, oh, I can't catch it. And I'm like, well, why can't you catch it? I thought, you know, because this was back before everybody even knew exactly what was going on. And I was like, why can't you catch it, man, when you took your flu shot? What's going down? No, I cleaned my car. If you have a clean car, you can't get it. I have to say that was the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. I wanted to throw a punch to a person right then and be like, you're the dumbest person I've ever met.
And that was one of your friends. I am truly sorry for you. Because
oh, no,
if that was one of my friends who had said that, I would have been like, are you insane?
You know what? I'm going to call him out on air. Derek, you're the dumbest man. It's my cousin's husband. He's one of the dumbest people I've ever met in my life. If you're listening to this, I just want to say you are the dumbest person ever. You win the dumb award for the year. And I hope you keep your car clean.
My car is clean, so I can't get it. All right.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. I guess that 90-year-old who died from it didn't keep his Hot Wheels clean then, right? Not to try to make a joke out to a 90-year-old dying, but I mean it's just stupid.
I think it was a little girl, but actually I think it was a little girl, but there are also cases that the parents would take their kids in because they were spiking really high fevers and then just going into convulsions and seizures and such as that. Get them in there, they're swelling, their brain's swelling, and this child come back as he had already had COVID, and no one knew. He had never been treated or anything else, so there are serious side effects after you catch COVID as well.
Right. See, that's another thing nobody understands either. There's after effects, side effects, like what you're saying. And plus, also, who really knows how long COVID-19's actually been going around? I know it's hit everybody hard in 2020, but it ain't like you just waited till it's after New Year's of 2020, time to make my move. I'm sure there's been cases of it that nobody even knew what the hell was going on back last year when people were getting sick and shit. And then season's coming up in a couple months. So who knows what's going to go on then, because winter's coming up, and it's going to be a rough winter, and these people aren't understanding any of this shit. So in my opinion, I say, motherfuckers, wear your damn mask. If you ain't wearing a mask and you come near me, I will kick you in the shin really hard. I don't care.
I need a ball bat 6 foot long. You get near me, you run into it. Oops, sorry, my bad. I mean, this is my protection. You ain't going to protect me. This is my protection.
Right. I'm gonna buy a taser. Stay the fuck back. I will tase you.
Last year in November and December, my husband and my best friend's dad were both really, really sick for like 3 or 4 weeks. Really sick. And then in January, I got really sick. And I finally went to the ER and they wanted to keep me. They thought it was a COPD flare up. And I was like, nope, I'm going home. I got everything at home to take care of a COPD flare-up. I'm going home. So, I mean, I may have had it then. Who knows?
Right? I mean, my normal co-host, Sherry, which she couldn't be on tonight, guys. Sorry, she'll be back this week sometime. She's just dealing some shit down her way. She had it when all this shit first came on or started going on. And she still feels effects from it now after, getting over it and everything. So, I mean, like you were saying earlier, after effects,
I hear that a lot of people do, but people are comparing it to the flu. Oh, you have so many cases of the flu dying every year that you don't hear about it because it's not on the media. You have, people dying in car wrecks. Well, you know what? I know that people die every day.
Right.
It's a given. And I'm also a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. So, hey, maybe I'm on the show for a reason. To tell people they're idiots for not wearing a mask. I don't know.
There you go. See, that's why I wanted to give you the platform, because I was reading some of the comments on your posts, and I was like, man, these people are stupid. And I was reading where you were replying back to them and stuff like that, and it is like their comments just keep getting stupider and stupider, and I'm like, oh, I got to bring her on my show so she can talk about this, because she needs a platform to tell these fuckers how fucking retarded they are.
I'm trying to find the worst comment possible, but sometimes they really push my buttons.
Okay, I just found that comment you mentioned earlier. Well, if you were worried about catching it, I probably would not be going to a restaurant where a lot of people are touching on your food. Technically, you didn't go to a restaurant. You went to a fast food place, which is Wendy's, which the only people that should be in there are the workers. Because I know some of the restaurants around here open back up, and I'm surprised there hasn't been more cases reported from them where you have people going in and eating.
Oh, have you heard our count for today? We are now at 155 cases.
Wow.
And
155. Like, and just like a week ago,
3,800 people, and we are already at 150 cases. It's raising at least 7 to 10 a day.
And that's just the ones that are registering here in Camden. Now, I also know I've heard of people going out of town and getting tested, and it's registering in the town they're going to get tested in. Because a lot of people don't realize Camden is built up top on
stuff now.
By a bunch of other towns. What was that you said? I'm sorry.
I said that's crazy because you got to show your ID and stuff now. I mean, I took my sister back last month to the hospital, and I actually had to have them scan my ID. I had to take my mask down so they could take my picture before they would give me a visitor tag.
And that's just to get into a hospital.
Yeah. I said, seriously? I said, now what good is my mask? If I had to take it down for you to take my picture, what good is my mask?
Right. Right. I mean, I see what they're trying to do.
And I haven't been back to that hospital, and I'm not going back to that hospital, and I'm not going to put that hospital on blast either. But
see, I see what they're trying to do, though, but they're just going about it in a kind of wacky way. That's like my work. We have to take a corona test every week, which, by the way, everybody, I've passed every week, so what's up? But anyways, we have to take a corona test every week. And like I said, I wear my mask all the time. I wear gloves and everything else. And I've yet to get it. And, you know, knock on wood that I don't want to get it.
But thank God.
That's what I'm trying to say is, like, since this is going on, I've been wearing my mask, I've been wearing my gloves, and I've yet to catch it. Now, you probably got these dumbasses running around without masks on, and half of them are the ones catching it and spreading it to the other people, spreading it to the kids, spreading it to this. I live next to a preschool, and the preschool opened back up. Or Head Start.
Yep.
Preschool and Head Start, that's the same thing, right?
I'm trying to think of the preschools we got. We got a preschool uptown just off the Court Square, and we got a preschool a road
I live
over
right
the
up
line.
The road. I live right up the road. Either a preschool or a Head Start. I don't know what the difference is in them. I don't have kids. But either way, it's a little school, you know, up the road from where I live at. And every day I go by, there's at least, and this is just a small-ass school. I mean, one little building school, you know, a little parking lot. I see at least 20, 30 cars in it every day pretty much. So, I mean, it's sort of ridiculous that they're opening back schools up. And then I also heard out here that one of the schools, I couldn't tell you which one it was because we got a couple in this town, that some of the teachers tested positive, and that's why it stayed closed down.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it one bit.
And somebody was telling me the other night about one of our gas stations here, that something was going on with it, and that they think maybe had somebody there had corona or something at one of our Casey gas stations. I'm not sure. I haven't done my research on it yet. But I'm not okay. So you also so it might actually be true then if other people are hearing this. I wasn't for sure about it. I haven't done my research into it yet.
I haven't done any research either. That's the bad thing about small towns. Rumors go and go and go, and then you're like, now I got to backtrack and
right.
figure something out. And the bad part is you know with the HIPAA laws, you can't tell who has it and who doesn't.
Right.
Which, if you don't understand that,
right. I also think that law is kind of stupid.
There's some pretty evil people in the world, and if, okay, just use you and me for an example. If one of us was to test positive and it goes nation or countywide, our names that we are positive, there are some evil people in the world that, you know, I want to do a horn just because we have it.
Right, but also, I'm the type of person, like, I don't know, say I worked at Wendy's, right? It's because that's what this original post was about. Say I worked at Wendy's, and I work with somebody up there, and they test positive. I don't care who it is. I would like to know, so at least I know if I'm around this person or not. That's the way I see it. Like, I don't care if Joe Smoke said I don't know.
If they test positive, they should be off work for 14 days.
Well, I heard something about a Sonic in the next town over. Somebody up there tested positive, didn't know, and spreading around for a week or so. So, I mean, it's
crazy.
A lot of these people don't fucking realize what's going on with shit.
Yeah, because 90% of the people, they think, oh, it's just allergies, or it's just a sinus infection. I'm okay. Which, I mean, I myself have an oxygen meter. I check my oxygen to make sure, you know, if my oxygen starts dropping, you better bet I'm going to a hospital somewhere. I'm going to be scared to death.
I take it you got bad health or bad breathing problems?
Yes, I have stage 3 gold COPD, which I don't know what the gold stands for, but my lungs only function at 31%.
See, right there's another
so
thing, too.
Major concern.
Say one of these people that's not wearing their mask is out and about. They don't get it, but they spread it to, I don't know, their cousin or something, and their cousin has an issue like you do with breathing. There you go, that person, the cousin that gets it, his odds, his high survival rate is going to be a little lower, you know what I mean? So it's
exactly.
Like these people aren't understanding. It's like, oh, there's a higher survival rate for so-and-so and so-and-so. Fuck so-and-so and so-and-so. Fuck your survival rate. I'm not wanting to catch your fucking germs. That's the way I see it. My survival rate is fuck off with your fucking shit, and I'm not catching it. That's the way I see shit. But I'm also an asshole, so it's okay.
Yeah, I have anger issues, so, I mean, I guess if I was to catch it and realize who I caught it from, I would probably beat the fuck out of them and be like, thanks a lot.
And now animals can catch it, which before we didn't know animals can catch it. Then I heard a few months back a dog caught it or a couple dogs caught it. So not only do you have to worry about, you know, your family, your kids, your parents, your husband, your wife, anything like that. Now you got to worry about your little fuzzy kids, you know? So it's like some people just have. What happened?
I said, you mean my fur babies can get it too?
Yeah, animals can catch it now.
Can they give it to me?
That
or
I'm not sure about. I only heard that some dogs caught it. I'm not sure about the facts on all of that. Like I said, I don't think anybody really knows how this, you know, like how it spreads and how quick it spreads and everything like that. You got all these people saying they know all this shit, but deep down, I really don't think anybody really knows, you know, the facts and shit. Because a lot of these numbers are probably higher up than what they really are and shit like that. I understand what people are trying to say.
The government is exaggerating the numbers, yes, I do, because they don't take away the numbers of the people that are recovered. They
right.
do on one side, but I can't find the side. They're supposed to on one side. It actually breaks it down as to the test and who has recovered, who is still in recovery, who's in the hospital, and how many deaths and all that. But I can't find the site. It was sent to me in comments on another girl's page.
Right.
And I'm like, that still doesn't explain all of it. I said, I added the numbers up. I said, where's the other 2,000?
Right. Also, it's like, also, the way I see it, these people aren't understanding, like I was trying to say earlier, too, if, say me and some other guy are butt-naked, right, and I pee on this other dude, he's going to get pee all over him. Now, if the other dude has pants on and I pee on him, it's not going to get him as much, but he's still going to get it on him. Now, if I have pants on and he has pants on and I pee, what's the odds of my pee getting on him? I know that's a gross and you know, example to use here, but that's what I'm trying to say is, like, that's what the masks are for, people. It's not just for your safety. It's for the safety of people around you. and it's to keep your germs to yourself so you're not just spreading them to other people. And I also don't understand that I was at Walmart a while, or I want to say about a week or so back, and from the way I take it, you have to have a mask on to get into Walmart here now. Now, once you get in the store, I don't think they afford shit, because I look around and I see two or three people running around with their mask hanging down their neck, or hanging, you know, their noses hanging out, or their mouth hanging out, and then I'm just sitting there like, where they need a security guard walking around tasing the fuck out of these people, or hitting them with sticks or something, just to fucking prove a point that they shouldn't, you know, they need to wear their mask, right? And then I also heard back at the end of last month that I don't think it wasn't one of the schools here in Camden, but it was a town around here, that the school wasn't requiring, or the school was making it where the kids can't wear a mask in class, which I think is stupid as hell.
I want to say that was Carroll County, but I'm not 100% on that. I know that they are going on with sports. And then
I know if I had a kid and he was going to school, he'd be wearing a mask.
School, but they're going to let him play sports.
Right. Well, that's like, but I was saying, some kids on basketball team that's positive.
I got to do some research and find out what basketball team that was from. I mean, I know a lady here that I think she is actually recovering. She was in Vanderbilt, and I was following her page. I actually have a video of her on my profile where she caught it, and she was literally fighting for her life. I have a friend in Texas, which Texas is mandated.
I think the lady you're talking about, I don't have her on my page, but I've seen the pictures because that Camden Chronicle page or whatever on Facebook, I think had some, posted some of it in it. And I know what happened was she didn't know she had it. And I think she runs some of the town dances that happen. And she ended up spreading it to a bunch of people. Yeah. And she ended up spreading it to these people at these dances, which I'm not blaming her because she didn't know. I'm not, you know, I'm like trying to put her down or nothing. But you're right, she was fighting for her life. And where's the person saying, well, there's a high survival rate? Where's this person telling her that right now? Somebody fighting for their life.
Exactly.
And, you know, like you're saying, you got bad breathing problems. I was born with a deformed left lung, so I got, you know, don't get me wrong, I don't have this like hardcore breathing problems, but every now and then I get some bad breathing problems. I don't want somebody getting me sick and shit like that. So I know we keep repeating the same thing here, but people, wear your fucking mask when you go out in the stores. Wendy's employees, put a fucking mask on, because with y'all understanding this show right here, from all my listeners plus all the listeners around the world I have from here, I'm putting y'all on blast right here, Wendy's in Camden, Tennessee. Y'all, wear your fucking mask, or I'll put you on blast every episode I do just for the fucking hell of it until y'all fucking figure out to wear your fucking mask, and I'll make sure people protest the shit out of y'all, because it's ridiculous that you guys not wearing your mask. I don't care if it is just a couple bad apples up in there, like some kids, you get late night, some kids are like, oh, I don't wear my mask, I'm a rebel. Fire those kids. Get some people in there that are grown-ass adults that can fucking wear a mask. Because if I ever go get Baconator fries and I see some kid not wearing a mask, I'm giving them back to Baconator fries and tell them to fuck off.
I probably would have, but I was hungry that night. I was cussing at the window. I'm like, Daddy, where's your fucking mask at? That's true. I think I'm talking like, no, that's hungry.
Maybe we should. Somebody should go through the Wendy's drive-thru and give a mask. Be like, here, I don't want no food. I just wanted to give you guys a mask. And that's the humor part of the night's episode, guys, because this is a serious episode.
And the humor part is I'm standing in a convenience store, and it's one I use often. And this lady keeps pulling her T-shirt up over her mouth and then pulling it back down. Now, in a convenience store, I don't wear one. Because the convenience store I go to is pretty much plexiglass off all the way around. I mean, you got enough room, you know, to kind of slide your items under there. I mean, I got to turn my husband's beard sideways to slide it under there. But the registers are, you know, far enough apart. I don't have to get near people. I'm good with not wearing a mask. But the employees are wearing masks, especially the one at Subway. She's wearing her mask when she fixes food and such. But this lady at the register keeps pulling her t-shirt. Huh?
Now you just gave away what gas station it was, because I know exactly which one you're talking about now.
Well, you know, maybe you know which one I'm talking about, but maybe no one else does. Anyway, this woman, like I said, she's just pulling her mask, her t-shirt over her face and then dropping it back down, pulling it back up, dropping it back down. And I'm just sitting there staring at her. And I'm like, you know that is not helping me whatsoever, right? She didn't even acknowledge that I said anything. And my little nephew says, Aunt Crystal, hush. I'm like, I can't help it. I mean, that is stupid. If you're not going to use anything at all, why do it? Just why is what I want to say.
Right. Like I'm saying,
yeah,
people are just ignorant and fucking.
But that convenience store deserves 100 stars because they are good. I don't know about the other ones because I don't use them.
See, what I don't understand is let's say Walmart. When you go to check out there now, the lady would be wearing a mask and shit like that and gloves and whatnot. But they got that one little bitty piece of plastic up. What the hell is that one little bitty piece of plastic going to do? You're not surrounded by plastic. You're not in a bubble. It's literally one little piece of plastic. Unless I just sneeze at you. That's the only thing. It's just going to keep my snot from hitting you or something. And ain't like it's going
to
save you from an airborne virus. And that's what everybody's not understanding, too. It's airborne.
Be wearing a mask. Did you go into Walmart without your mask on?
No, I'm just saying in general, like, if like, I don't know, have you been to Walmart lately with you seen the little face shield thing they have up? That literally is not even.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's come out of there wearing, like, you know, the headband face shield. Have you seen them?
Yeah, we got some of them at work. And then,
I couldn't work on that.
I wear goggles, of course, too. I don't know how true this is. I know I got some secondhand source about this, but I heard starting maybe next month or in a few weeks or something that it's going to be required to wear goggles.
Oh, that's that Dr. Fossey or whatever. He wants to do goggles, and I'm thinking, you're an idiot. I mean, I'm all for the mask and everything else, but, I mean, goggles, that's taking it a little bit too far. Let's just put us all in hazmat suits if that's the case.
I was just about to say that. I was about to say if they keep the shit up by the end of the year, we'll all be in hazmat suits.
Hey, great minds think alike.
That's exactly what I was just going to say, is that we're all going to end up being in hazmat suits by the end of the year. But
I like my bubble
like,
ready.
Right. Wear those big hamster ball things. Just roll around in one of those.
Yeah, just keep me in my little bubble away from everybody. Make it soundproof because, you know, I'm probably going to be cussing a few people, so let's make it soundproof.
Well, see, that's something, too, that I was thinking about. You know how some people are, people that are deaf or going deaf sometimes have to read lips? It has to be really hard for people like that right now because it's
they're coming out with new masks that are clear in the front for the handicapped people. But they're also coming out with new masks with the little filters like the N95 masks.
Uh-huh.
They're coming out with them to buy because of all these people that are complaining, I have health problems. I can't wear it because of my breathing. I have anxiety, which is another thing I can touch on because I have severe anxiety and claustrophobia. I don't like wearing a mask. But when I go into Walmart, I still put that mask on my face to protect others in case I have something.
Right.
I ain't liking it. And, I mean, my breathing's hard and my heart's pumping hard. Because I ain't liking it at all. I get in there, I get my shit, and I get out. I don't lollygag around and shop for 2 or 3 days in a row. I get my shit, and I get out.
Right. See, I'm in the exact same way. I get in there, get what I need to get, and get the hell out of there because I don't like being around people anymore. Especially flu season coming up.
I really like being around people to begin with, but now it's even worse.
Well, also, flu season coming up, and who's to say when flu season gets here, like, your immune system's going to already be down a little bit from having the flu, so it might be easier for you to catch this. You know, shit like that.
Now,
or,
one thing I do, I get my flu shot every year. And then I hear people say, oh, it gives you a mild case of the flu. Really? I've been getting one for several years. I might feel a little, for a day or two, but not
right.
Like I did when I had the flu.
Right. See, I've been lucky. I mean, I got really bad allergies, and originally I'm from Arizona, and out there it's more of like a dry heat and stuff like that. So my allergies weren't as bad. Now, don't get me wrong, I still had them out there, but they weren't as bad. Even back here, my allergies are hella bad. And, you know, like, it's hard to explain, but, like, say, when I go into my work, they ask if we have any symptoms. Right now, it's hard to tell what the hell a symptom is half the fucking time, unless you got a fever or something. I heard that's, like, one of the main symptoms, but, like, people who's just out and about and they're overheated a little bit, they're going to if you get your temperature checked, it's going to be high. And shit like that. So it's like some of these things that are like, oh, you don't have the symptom for this, but you got this and that. And it's like, who's to say just because you don't have a fever, but yet you're sneezing all the time, you don't have it?
I have seasonal allergies, springtime, fall time. I have never sneezed as much as I have in the summer as I have this summer. Unless, you know, passing fresh cut grass. Now that makes me sneeze too, but.
I think fresh grass gets everyone.
It used to not be. I used to love the smell of fresh cut grass.
Well, we got about 10 minutes left of the show, so is there any more posts you want to go over before we end the show?
No, I think I need to start going and making them all public. Here you go, good start.
But yeah,
the way I talk to my friends and my family, bless them if I make it public.
The way mine's set up between the 5,000 Facebook followers I got, the 5,000-6,000 I got on Twitters and Instagrams and Biograms and Bullshitgrams and all those other grams and shit on here. Every time if I post anything, I say at least 8,000 people see it. So I can post I farted and 8,000 people see that shit.
I'm glad you told me that now instead of at the beginning of the show. That's a lot.
Well, our show usually gets anywhere between, say, 5 and, I don't know, 10,000 listeners anyways.
Oh, God.
So who's to say right now you ain't talking to, or somebody in Turkey ain't listening to us? Shout out to Turkey, by the way.
You probably got people cussing at their phones. I did that the other day with the lady that I was watching. My best friend's dad kept coming in. He's like, "Son, you okay?" I was like, "Just take the bitch on here." I said, "She's trying to compare everything to everything under the sun."
Yeah.
organic food. Well, bitch, you want organic food, go grow your own. Don't go to Walmart for it if you don't want to wear a mask. Grow your own organic food.
Right.
I start getting me riled up, and then people are going to think, yeah, I ain't going to the beginning. This is also.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, people, make sure you start wearing your mask. And like I said, Wendy's, wear your fucking mask, people there. And I'm hoping this is just, like I said, some stupid-ass kids or something that don't really know fucking shit about life and don't know what's going on right now doing it. But honestly, I'm debating on going up to Wendy's tonight, going through the drive-thru and being like, y'all are stupid. I just did a show about you guys. You guys have anything you'd like to say?
Lord, no, we ain't got bail money for all that.
But, yeah, it's getting crazy out there, people. And honestly, I think everybody should just try to get along through these hard times and wear your mask, wear your gloves, wash your asses. You know, keep yourself clean.
And use common sense.
Yeah, use common sense. There you go. Right, this should be the biggest thing. Use common sense. And if you see me in a store, do not come up to me and try to sneeze on me. I will kick you really hard in the shins. If you're a dude, I will kick you in the dick really hard. If you're a chick, I might just take a bat or a taser to you, but that's about it. But honestly, if you see me in the store, don't come up to me at all. Just keep your distance. I like my fans, but if you guys want to autograph or something, I'll send it to you in the mail. Just hit me up on Facebook. Don't be like, Dakota, I love your show. No, go away. Times like these, just go away.
Yeah, I've told family members that, stay back. And it's really sad, but, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to protect yourself and your family.
Right. Yeah, that's the truth.
At all costs. And if it means losing friends, you know who your true friends are.
Right. Ain't that the truth? Because a true friend to understand where you're coming from when all this is going on. A bad friend would be like, oh, you got breathing problems? Well, my Uncle Steve has breathing problems, and he survived it. Well, good for your Uncle Steve, but I'm not your Uncle Steve, so don't be giving
me
your germ.
Right, no two bodies are the same.
Exactly. And that's what people aren't understanding. They're thinking, like, well, so-and-so survived it. Well, for example, Tom Hanks survived it. Well, Tom Hanks is also a part of a pedophile ring, so do you really want to care if he survived it or not? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? That was a bad example. I shouldn't have used Tom Hanks. I'm sorry, Forrest Gump. Please don't sue us. Anyways, we got about 5 minutes left of the show. Let's go ahead and wrap it up a little bit. Why don't you tell the listeners how, if anybody has any questions or want to get in touch with you, how they can, through your social media accounts or anything like that?
Just private messenger, I guess. I'll answer you. If you're coming at me rude, I may know you might not like the answer, but I'll talk to anybody.
No, and all your Facebook names or anything like that is Crystal Reed. That's how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's Crystal Reed with a little bit as my nickname.
All right. And just on Facebook, or you got Twitter and Instagram? Well, of course, everybody has Twitter and Instagram nowadays. What am I saying?
No, actually, I don't. I don't have Twitter. I do have Instagram, but I'm hardly ever on there. And my Instagram is private.
Well, darn it. You hear that, guys? If you're on Instagram and you want to talk to her, hell nah.
I basically have just family and really close friends on Instagram. That's it.
And I do thank you for coming on the show tonight. I was wanting to do an episode about masks anyways, and when I saw your posts and I saw the hating or the haters, you know, like against the mask and shit, I was like, you know, right now would be a good time to have, you know, do the show. And I saw you commented on it. I was like, well, she seems intelligent. She seems like she knows what she's talking about here. Let's bring her on. Not the people that are like, oh, I don't want to wear a mask because I farted and it smells funny. I don't care. Just wear your mask. Deal with it.
I see both sides, and I agree with both sides, but be respectful of my decision as well is my main thing.
Exactly. That's the way I see shit, too. Like, I try to respect everybody, but like I said, if you don't have a mask on and I'm in a store and you come up to me, there's a good chance I'm going to fucking chop you in the throat or something. But that's just me. Somebody else might pull a gun on you. I don't know. But me, I'm just going to – I'll chop you in the throat, kick you in the dick, kick you in the shin, taser you. I'll even be like, take your pick. Which one do you want?
I'll take the taser, please. Okay,
all right,
thank
everybody.
You for having me.
Oh, yeah, anytime, anytime. If we ever do another episode about a mask, because an hour, you know, just isn't enough to tell everybody to wear your fucking mask, Wendy's. But if we ever do another episode, maybe I can have you come back on again. And, or if we ever hear any more facts about the town we lived in, Camden, you know, like the rate's up to 500 or something, I'll have you come back on and we can go over this shit again. Everybody. Right. All right, everybody. I want everybody to tune in this week coming up. Sherry should be back on, and we'll do a couple episodes to make up for last week and a couple little 15-minute episodes I did. And check those out anyways, because, you know, it's starring me, and I'm funny as hell, so what do I know? Whatever, you know? I'm just saying. Everybody, thank you, Crystal, once again for coming on. You did awesome for your first time being on a podcast. Be great. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for coming on short notice, because I think I wrote you last night about it, or wrote a comment on your thing about it last night. And thank you for getting back to me in a timely thing, so I can set the show up and have all that done. So once again, thank you for coming on, and you did awesome. And everybody, if anybody wants to get in touch with her, like she said, it's Crystal Reed on Facebook, and you said Little Bit. Or something like that?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And if you want to get a hold touch with her on Instagram, fuck off, because she's in private or some shit. I don't know. I'm hardly on my Instagram. I don't know how that shit works anyways. But, yeah, everybody try to stay safe out there. I hope everybody enjoyed the weekend. Like I said, tune in this week. We'll do a few more episodes. Sherry should be back. If not, I'll do a couple. Wear your mask. That's the topic of today's show. Wear your fucking mask. Wear gloves. Wash your hands. Wash your asses. Wash anything else that needs to be washed. Clean your cars, because, you know, whatever. But, yeah, everybody just stay safe, and I hope everybody has a good night. Once again, Crystal, thank you for coming on, and I hope you have a good night, too.
Thank you. You too.